safety. The purpose of Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis is to end violence against women and children and to work toward a society where all people are equally valued. Mary Ann's Place provides a safe shelter for women and their children who have been abused either sexually, emotionally, or physically. The Sexual Assault Center provides services for women who are survivors of all forms of sexual violence, including harassment, rape, and incest. The Rural Women's Shelter Program provides services to women and children who are physically, emotionally, or sexually abused in Wellington County. To access any of our services, please call our 24-hour crisis line, 836-5710 or 1-800-265-7233. This message has been brought to you courtesy of CFRU.
Thank you. That was a song by Katotohanan Lamang called Tayo'y Mga Pinoy. Katotohanan Lamang means it's only the truth. And the song, loosely translated, runs to the effect of we're Filipinos, not Americans, so we shouldn't be ashamed of our own culture and our own noses, actually, flat noses. In the Philippines, there is generally a long-standing stigma and self-deprecation about our physical appearances at times, and this much more politically oriented band is addressing those concerns and the need for us to concentrate on our own heritage and our culture that we already have. We do not need to rely on others to identify us. All right. I just wanted to say that all materials that I'm reading from here have been supplied by the Filipino Resource Center, which is actually located right here in the community of Guelph. It's especially tailored for academic investigations in urban and rural developments and history, politics, sociology, and cultural studies of the Philippines. The Philippine Resource Center can be accessed through preferably a fax at area code 519-821-4934, or telephone number, area code 519 again, 821-6192. And from this resource center, I have been able to source a number of other books, along with these books on mythology, are quite a large selection of women's writing that I found very interesting and mind-opening, since I did not realize to exactly what extent of scholastic expertise my own fellow cultural sisters have attempted to express themselves. In the spirit of the last song that I just played about Filipino identity, I just wanted to read the foreword of a book called And She Said No, about human rights, women's identities, and struggles. And it is a compilation of a number of different women in the Philippines, all, however, going through similar struggles. The foreword is by Sister Mary John Mananzan. These are stories of women about women, of suffering women about suffering women, of brave women about brave women. They are powerful first-hand accounts of the poignant, tragic, gruesome experience of women of all ages, of malnourished infants, of prostituted little girls, of abandoned street children, of raped adolescents, of raped and tortured young women organizers, of exploited women workers, of harassed miners' wives, of grieving widows and mothers of disappeared husbands and sons, of beheaded peasant women organizers, of gang-raped women political detainees. The stories likewise tell of courageous Kalinga women who routed exploitative land grabbers, of fearless wives who indefatigably looked for missing husbands and children, of women awakening to their situation and dignity, empowered women who questioned the injustices of society and denounced the violations of human rights, of women who defy the threats to their life and to their honor in pursuing the struggle for a better society. Page after page, you will read moving and touching personal testimonies of valiant women, as you relive their anguish, their fear, their bitterness, their mercy, and their horror, you are at the same time inspired and empowered by their strength, their determination, their courage, their indomitable will, their creative persistence, and yes, even their hope. As I read through the pages and come to the last testimony, I say, I am proud to be a woman. I am proud to be a Filipino woman.
Thank you.
was the last track on the Palawan Highlands music CD, and I thought I might just kind of inform you about what that was, what the actual instruments were. That was the gong ensemble called a basal, and there are at least four instruments in a gong ensemble. These are the drum, gimbal, a pair of small suspended gongs with boss and turned-in ring called a sanang, and a big suspended gong with a wide rim and a high boss called a gong. And the previous selections off of the same CD had other instruments like the lute and zithers predominantly for the earlier pieces from the same CD. I'd just like to sign off at this point, I suppose, and thank you very much for staying tuned in. I hope that your knowledge of my culture has expanded. I know mine definitely has from this experience, and I want to thank Elka and people here at CFRU for having invited me out. Take care. Stay tuned.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, home of the good times.